Now, as we come to the 8th chapter of the book of Isaiah, we find here that the son of the prophet was named before he was born, and the invasion of Emmanuel's land by the Assyrian was predicted before the child was weaned. And all of that, of course, took place in that day. And we're in a section now. It began with chapter 7. It goes through chapter 12. And it's a series of prophecies that were given during the reign of Ahaz. And you'll recall he was a godless man. And it's well to keep that before us as we go through this section here. Now, we come to this very remarkable statement in the first four verses, the prediction of the birth of the prophet's second son as a sign. And we are told here, "Moreover, the Lord said unto me, take thee a great roll and write in it with a man's pen concerning," and notice now this name here, and it's some name, "concerning Mayor Shalal Hashbaz." Now, if you thought Shear Jashub that we had back in the last chapter was quite a name, try this one out now for size. How would you like to carry this cognomen through the rest of your life? And this is what this boy apparently did. I do not know what his nickname was. They may have shortened this down and called him Mayor, or they might have called him something else. They could have called him Hash or Baz, but Mayor Shalal Hashbaz is quite a name. Now, why were these two boys given these most unusual names? And verse 18 in this chapter is self-explanatory, and it will help us now in understanding the last chapter and this chapter also. Verse 18, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Zion." Now, these children are signs, and that's the reason they are given these most unusual names. Now, the name here that we have before us is a name that I think probably we ought to look at for a moment. It means hasten booty, speed prey. What does that mean? Well, I would say that the meaning is just simply this. God is against those that are against us. And Paul put it like this. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, this was also a message for this man that was on the throne, Ahaz, a godless man. Now, God is trying to reach him. And the thing that Isaiah's to do, and this is a direct word to Isaiah, he's to get a great big tablet. I do not know just what kind it would be, but he was to get this large tablet, and it's one that could be hung up in a prominent place like a billboard, and he is to write on it with a man's pen. Now, actually, it means the stylus of a frail mortal man. And what God is saying is this, I want it written so that the most humble person that's in the kingdom can see this and read it and understand this strange compound word that is here. Now, will you notice that God is trying to get a message through to this man on the throne? And he's used the firstborn, Shear Jashub, and that was quite a name. And now we have Mayor Shalal Hashbaz, and that means hasten booty, speed prey, and simply God's against those that's against us. That is a message for this man.